Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to our Father's Day program, which for many stations is today, but for some it's past. However, you can still tell your dad you love him. If he's still on this earth, it's never too late. So the good news is, it's never too late to contact your father, brothers, sons, uncles, anyone else who has made an impact on your life. I'm sure they'll just be happy to hear from you and that they've been a blessing to you. You know, we all have our own memories when it comes to holidays like Father's Day. You may not have good memories with your father, but for those fathers I know who are listening, it's not too late to make sure you make a good memory with your children this holiday, no matter how old they are. And maybe it's time to even forgive them. Something to think about, isn't it? I remember the year after my dad died, I received an envelope this size for a card, and it was addressed to me. It arrived just a few days before Father's Day. I hadn't told anyone, but I felt rather like an orphan. I couldn't buy my dad a Father's Day card or gift, which was always a big event for me. Opening the envelope, I found a blue card that had been created on a computer. The front of the card said simply, "Father's Day." And inside it said, "Samantha, Father's Day is now your day for remembering your dad and what he taught you about fishing. Love you, Emily." Fishing? Well, then I had to laugh, because some time ago I had told Emily I'd written a small article about what my dad had taught me about fishing and applied it to telling people about Jesus, my best friend. So, if you know someone who's recently lost a father, write them a note to encourage them, like Emily did for me. Now, here's a song especially for all of you, including fathers. It's a song about our Heavenly Father's love, and it's sung by B.J. Thomas. Here he is. "You gave me love.
You gave me time when no one gave me time of day. You looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. You smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, and help me start all over again. That's why I love you, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. Laughter after I cried all my tears. You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its your tears. I looked in your eyes and I found the tenderness there. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. And that's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart and you touched my soul and helped me start all over again. That's why I'll always care. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
Yes, God did give us His love, even when we didn't deserve it. Well, I discovered that both Mother's Day and Father's Day is celebrated all over the world. In fact, there are 56 countries that officially celebrate Father's Day. In reality, every day should be a day we honor our fathers, but it's good to have a special day too. Now, I'm aware that people listening to me will have had many experiences with their father, and some of them have not been good. And if your father's gone and your memories weren't good, maybe the best gift you can give yourself this Father's Day is to forgive your father. Remember, forgiving someone is so you will be free. But if you need help forgiving, write and ask me for my little book on forgiving. I'll be happy to send it to you as my gift. Well, I'm talking about fathers, and my dad was loved by everyone in our town. And the first time I can remember giving my dad a Father's Day present was before I'd started school. And I wanted to make my dad something special. Well, that spring, we had a lot of rain, and there were quite a few dandelions peeking out of the mud in our backyard. Well, with all that mud available, I soon became an expert on making mud pies. Now, these weren't just ordinary mud pies, no. These mud pies were dried in the sun in my little tin dishes, so they became nice and round, and I could stick a dandelion on top. Well, I want to tell you, my dad was really happy to have my mud pie with the dandelions on top. In fact, he said it might have been his best present ever. But if this Father's Day is difficult for you, may I encourage you to make the decision to go on with your life and become all that God desires for you to be. So no matter where this program finds you, you can make a commitment to continue your walk with God because you have the security of this next song. Here is Del Decker and friends singing, My Father Watches Over Me.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the road. From day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the stormy sea, the billows
of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air, and surely he remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in
that's an affirmation we can live by. As the song says, our Heavenly Father watches over us. Oh, what security, if we really believe it. Well, if you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, and we're celebrating fathers. Well, my hope and prayer is that this program will be an encouragement to you, to spur you on to be the best father, son, uncle, cousin, or friend that you can be. Well, in his book, The Difference a Father Makes, Ed McClassen, a former NFL football lineman, writes, "We must speak destiny into our children's lives. Our tongue has great power. We can either bless or curse with it. We can speak into our children, 'I believe in you, you're a champion,' or we can say, 'Hey, stupid, did you get your homework done?'" Oh, yes, if our earthly fathers believe in us, we will feel good about ourselves. And, sadly, the opposite is true. And some people live their whole life trying to please a father that constantly berated them. Even after their fathers died, they're still trying to please. Well, one father that I know was determined to provide healthy, warm memories for his children, in spite of his wife, their mother, being an alcoholic. He cooked the holiday dinners, often took them camping, taught them to play games, showing them by his deeds God's principles to live by. And today those adult children have the richness of those memories and examples from their father to pass on to their children. Yes, there's a special gift you fathers and other men can give to the women in your life, and it's this: a promise that you will be going to heaven. Well, Vern Jackson, himself a father, sings a song about it. Here he is, "Look for Me."
When you finally make your entrance to that city, of jasper walls and bright golden avenues, beauty and its splendor. Remember there's just one request I make of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view. After you've been there 10,000 years, a million, maybe two. Question. You'll want to see all your loved ones waiting there for you. And after you have shared your story with the last one, to hear you tell just how you made it through. Look for me, I'd like to hear it too. I realize when you arrive, so much to view. After you've been there 10,000 years, a million or maybe two. Look for me, for I will be there too. Look for me.
Yes, look for me, for I will be there too. Oh, it's taken me a long time to realize that music is not very important to some people. But I found that people who don't necessarily have the love affair with music like I do still like the God-honoring music that I play on this program. Well, in the first segment, I mentioned that Dad had taught me about fishing. So for a moment or two, I want to share a couple things my dad taught me about fishing, and I've applied it to many areas of my life, and I think you'll be able to apply it to yours too. Number one, fish where the fish are. Number two, fish with the bait that they like. Number three, have fun while you're fishing. It's a pretty simple list, but it's very viable, as any true fisherman knows. All three points are important. But let's just take the first point. Number one, fish where the fish are. Now we can apply this to any area of our life. Take for instance, if we want to reach out to people with the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're desiring to help kids, then we need to find out where the kids hang out. Maybe the park, and go there. If we want to reach bikers or truckers, go where they hang out, like a roadside restaurant. Or, if we want to help mothers and housewives or young businessmen, fish where they are. If we want to reach the retired people, like I have done, then I found that I needed to go to the clubs and golf courses and tennis courts where retired people congregate. Yes, Dad was right. Fish where the fish are. Think about where you might go, even to reach other fathers about the fact that God loves them. If you'd like to know about the other things Dad taught me about fishing, email me and I'll send you as my gift the article that I wrote about it. I know it would bless you, and you'll be able to use it in your life too. Well, this next song is a very important song to me because I desire it for myself and for you too. It's Amy Grant singing My Father's Eyes. May that be said of us. We have our Heavenly Father's eyes of love and compassion. Well, on this program, I've been talking about celebrating fathers, and I've discovered that there's much written about fathers in the Bible, too. In fact, starting with our Father God and Father Abraham, the word father and variations of it were mentioned over 1,600 times in the Bible. Like in our lives, some fathers weren't so good in the Bible, but others were a blessing to their families, just like today. You know, I was thinking maybe we should proclaim this whole next year as favorite men in my life year. That way, no one would be left out. We could bake cookies and send cards and write little notes to the men in our lives, telling them we appreciate them. Actually, maybe my best idea is we could hug them. I like hugs. I once read that we need 11 hugs a day to keep our emotional tank full. Well, if the men in your life aren't used to hugging, you can teach them just by doing the hugging first. Yeah, it may take a while, but soon they'll look forward to it too. And if you're one of my men listeners and you aren't used to hugging the women in your life, try it. I know they will love hugs from you. Well, it reminds me of what Jesus said. He said we were to love everyone like he loves us. And hugging is just one way to show love to each other, but at least it's a start. So today, go find somebody to hug. Well, my goodness, I can't believe our time together is over. And in honor of our Heavenly Father, will you send in a donation this week? I need your help to stay on this station, no matter how small. And if you ask, I'll send to you the little article about my dad and fishing that I talked about earlier. I know it would bless your life. So do join me next week, same time, same place. I'm Samantha Landy. And it's my prayer that you will choose to put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.